Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've richly given to us through the works of redemption. This day, God, I submit to the Holy Spirit, and I pray out of this vessel shall pour forth wisdom and knowledge. Even as we continue to talk about giving, let that light that shines every manner of darkness shine in the hearts of men and ground them in the truths that they will be who you want them to be by walking in the light of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of these. In verse 10, Paul says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit is of God, that we might know the things which are freely given to us. Chapter 3, verse 16, 1 Corinthians, know ye not that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. This is a result of redemption, and this is the works of God. Paul is acknowledging we have received. It's not that we asked, we have received. But if you are not of the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit, is none of this. So in us, by the fact of us getting born again, Ezekiel chapter 36, from verse 25 to 28 is being fulfilled. He says, I will put my Spirit within you. And it's also saying, verse, a new heart will I also give you. And this to show you that our heart is a heart of obedience as children of God, that we've received through the works of redemption, and above all, the Spirit of God has been put in our hearts. And that is what Paul is saying, that if you have not received Christ, you are not in Christ, you are none of these. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom you are also trusted, after that you have heard the word of truth, that is the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you have believed, you have sealed with the seal of that's Holy Spirit of promise, which is earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Jesus in his resurrection has brought many sons into glory, or unto glory, by his resurrection, for it became him, Hebrews 2:10, for it became him, for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings, for both he that sanctify and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So Jesus' resurrection was to bring many sons unto glory. Therefore, just like our Father, we can naturally walk in love. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him, that begat, loveth him also that begotten of him. And that gives us the ability to walk in love. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love. You are following, you know, the word follower there, it's to copy, mimic, to do exactly what is done by the person who is ahead of you, the person you are following. So in his, Paul is saying, be ye therefore. This a conversation continuing from Romans chapter 4, not Romans, Ephesians chapter 4. Why is it that Romans is in my mouth? In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul is talking to the church of Ephesus about them walking in love. in chapter 4, verse 1, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you have been called with all lowliness and gentleness, with the long suffering. Verse 4, therefore, there is none one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So this God, the Father, says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, one God who is our Father, who is above all, he's above everything, and through all, he's above everything and through all, and in you all. Through everything that happened concerning salvation, God was in it through it all, even the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now that same God is what Paul says, he's in you all. He is in you all. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, to be able to overcome all this bitterness, says, therefore, based on what I've told you about unity, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. Why are we following God? We are, in essence, we are following God as dear children by walking love towards others, caring for them, meeting the needs of believers. This shows you that when it comes for us, you know, we read John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The Son of Man did not come to the world to condemn the world. Then he says, death, be imitators. Copy, mimic the way God has done it, do it. He says, he lives in you all. So this gives us clarity that giving, which is a demonstration of God, for God so loved them, that he gave. The giving aspect was God's demonstration of his love towards us. It is not grievous that we must obey, but rather, it's a nature of love that resides in every believer. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. This gives me comfort that I should not be struggling to give. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Love is the nature of the new creation and is the result of the indwelling of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8 says, whoever does not have Christ is not one of his own. Whoever does not have his Spirit is not of Christ. So it shows you that when we say somebody is indwelt of the Spirit, that man is born again. Hallelujah. So we give as an act of us walking in love. Therefore, be imitators of God as Christians and walk in love. How do we walk in love? As Christ also has loved us. How did he love us? By giving himself for us. Wow. And offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. Oh, Jesus. So it means imitating God is imitating what Christ did. And what Christ did is a demonstration of his love towards us, which is seen in him giving himself, glory to God, as an offering and sacrifice. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God commands his love towards us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So his love has been shed in our hearts. His love has been shed in our hearts. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. That is the best we can do, is walk in this love by imitating. How do we imitate? Sacrificially giving towards others, towards the work of God, towards the less fortunate. We have a scriptural admonitions in the letters of Paul and the rest of the letters to walk in love towards others. And this is seen by us giving. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourself, for charity shall cover multitude of sin. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Without grudging. So it means if I am not hospitable, if I'm not a giver, I am a grudging, I'm a grudging person, I'm a bitter person. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with. So it means whenever I find I am looking at somebody's condition before I give, my love is conditional. When I should give, when Abraham, what we read in one of the series, I think it's the 8th or 10th, where we say the lesser is blessed by the greater. At times, God will instruct you to give to somebody, because Melchizedek was not a poor person. So was Abraham. But Abraham was very rich. But Melchizedek blessed Abraham. So you don't give to somebody because they are just needy. Mm-hmm. You give because that the flourishing, the love of God oozing out from your system does not look at condition. It is a generous love. It is a generous love. It is important for us to know that it will be unscriptural to teach tithing or giving as Moses taught to a new creature or a believer or person who's been born again. Why? Because right now we are not under the law of the flesh of sin and death, but the law of the Spirit. What does the law of the Spirit demand of us? Generosity. Our Lord Jesus, also in the gospel, did not teach about tithing. In the epistles, they are very loud on the subject of giving, such that all apostles emphasize the importance of walking in love towards one another, and none of them gave or taught about tithing or giving in relation to tithing according to the law of Moses. And when you find Melchizedek or Hebrews mentioning tithing, it was to compare these two, the law of Moses and Christ. So it is important for us to come to this place, child of God, with all honesty. Today, if you say you do love somebody, listening to me, whether you're a male or a female, and you say, I love my wife, who is an opposite gender. I will repeat, I love my wife, who is an opposite gender. Or I love my husband, who is an opposite gender. You will find that you will sacrificially give towards their well-being. A father will go out of his way to make sure the children are okay, not because of anything but love, not because of what he's getting from them, because of love. Because of love. And they are very, very important. It's very, very important for you to know that love sacrifices. When it comes to love, it means that you've understood the knowledge of the person of God and the plan of God, both before and the future. You know, you're fighting giving based on your intellectual ability. We study and look that the body is the soul, the body, and the mind. Soul, the body, and the spirit. The mind is in the soul. Do you know the soul and the body does not complete the equation of man until the spirit is there? These many things that are opposing and fighting and bringing questions is a scientific way of doing. And science will never address your spirit. Because of what? The spirit is impacted by the spiritual things. Love is spiritual. True love toward the things of God will raise your commitment, and this commitment will change your behavior and risk. You will know how much you love God by how much you're willing to risk to see his kingdom advance. A person of faith, find a person who is generous, is a person who's changed his behavior, attitude, reflection towards who God is, his plan or his intention here on earth. And God is a God who honors community. And doing that, he has come and made you a resident of him. So that through him, he's God above all, through all, and in you all. So through you, he's able to reach out the world. You know, when you find a man or a woman who says is a believer and has no commitment, especially in giving towards the things of God, is because they have not known the love and power of God. The love, which is the power of God that sets free. The love, which is the power of God that liberates your mind. The love, which is the power of God that heals damaged hearts. When you discover this love of God, you can risk anything. Anything. You're willing to die for your partner because you feel, I love him or I love her so much. That is an opposite gender. I love her so much. Why is it that you find people sing this song, I can do anything for you, or I cross the oceans, I will grow, do 1, 2, 3 things for you. Even the impossible, they are able to measure because they have been consumed by love. Can you be drunk? Be not drunk by wine. Paul was comparing the drunkenness that needs to happen to a believer to a person who is drunk with wine. Find a person who is drunk with wine. He will give you pure English until you ask, is this person learning? There's an influence of love that influences your way of looking at things. That's why the last time I asked you, How much do you think you love God? You know, you sing so, I love you forever. When it comes to giving, you look for pocket change. That is a lie. When it comes to giving, you start calculating, I have 2,000. No, I'll buy pizza 1,000. No, I need to fill my car 500. Let me just send 200 shillings. See, I've given. As long as I've given, it's just the act. No, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself. Don't think you're playing your pastor. You don't think you're playing your God. No, you're lying to yourself. It says because of your hardness of heart. You need to, when you know you can take risk in the things of God, when you know that the love of God has consumed you in totality, is when I'm leaving home on Friday, I've already said, I will give 4,000 towards the things of God. When I look at my M-Pesa or I look at my balance and see I have 4,000, I will give 4,000. I package it, seal the envelope. And on Sunday, I'm dropping that. That is now risking and saying, you know what? I will do anything for you. God said, Paul says, if God who gave out his only begotten, show me what God cannot be able to do for us. And he says, follow me, imitate me, copy me as I imitate Christ. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, and what we've read in Ephesians 1, follow me, imitate God. Follow God. Be followers of Christ. Therefore, be ye followers. Be imitators. Today, I want you to be vigorously generous towards the things of God. I've seen God's faithfulness in different things. When I start talking about it, you might think I'm crazy. You might think I'm bossed. You might think of many things. But it's because I told God I am taking my life and putting it at risk to your assignment. You need this money is what I have, I will give. You need this car is what I have, I will give. You need this house is what I have, I will give. Because I am risking everything based on eternity and not on perishable things. There are 1,000 bob that you don't want to give towards church. You want to give 100 bob. You want to go eat pizza. After enjoying pizza, what next? But if you could have given 1,000 bob, pastor could have said, there's somebody who was missing unga. Let me buy. You've saved a family. In Acts chapter 2, they gave generously. And none of them lack. They give towards the needs of each other. Can you start changing the way you give? Can you start changing the way you look at things of God? Don't take it as a burden because it is not grievous. Take it as a love burden. We are getting to Valentine's season. People have been saving. People are sacrificing. Even those people are going out of their budget. I want to ask you, can you go out of your budget because of the work of God? Can you sit down with your family or can you sit down with yourself in a boardroom and say, for the last 2 weeks or 1 month, I can see I earn 10,000 and my giving when I calculate has been 1,000. And tell yourself, be honest to yourself, tell yourself, I am doing badly. I need to improve. And I'm committing every month I'll be giving 3,000. The day you start that, when Paul says, may my God supply all your needs according to the riches, you know, he's actually praying a prayer that the way you've taken a risk in the things of God, may men take risk because they have been quickened by him who resides in them to meet your needs. And that is the story of the Shunammite woman, Elijah. That's the story of the widow to Elijah. That is the story of different people. Rahab, who was a harlot, an enemy, decided to change behavior and character because of the testimony he had heard about the God of Israel. Today, can you change your character, your behavior, because of the gospel of God, and not harden your heart and align? Say, from today, I want to see this kingdom at last. I will give to my local church. I'll be a blessing to those who don't have, in the name of Father, we thank you for this day. We glorify you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. God, in this light, we keep walking and shining brighter and brighter daily. May our attitude towards giving change from this day going forward. In Jesus' name.